The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And I thought I'd start off today just talking about a visit with a typical patient. You know, a lot of times the patients come in with various complaints, and they've been to other physicians, and the physicians do their lab tests and don't find anything wrong because they're not really doing sufficient testing. And then we do a more comprehensive testing and we find lots of things that need to be addressed. When you go to a physician, he's just doing tests to see whether or not you're sick enough to go into the hospital, has been my observation. After he does those tests and he finds you're not sick enough to go in the hospital, then he determines what drugs he can give you to deal with your symptoms. And never really look for the underlying problem or reason for why you came to him in the first place. So here are some of the things we find after we test people. And these deficiencies can cause all different types of problems. In women in particular, we see lots of hormonal imbalances, meaning they're not making enough progesterone to balance the estrogen in their body. And then across the board, we see low magnesium, low vitamin D, low CoQ10, low vitamin C, and low omega-3s. And you just have to wonder, or maybe not wonder, but you shouldn't be shocked then. How come people don't feel good? Their body is losing the ability to heal itself, and they just remain chronically ill. And just taking those prescriptions just to treat the symptoms that are brought on by numerous nutrient deficiencies. Janet, what's been your experience?
Unfortunately, it's very similar to yours, Dr. Slavin. I see that a lot of women come in and they are talking about things like anxiety, fatigue, an inability to sleep, unexplained weight gain, all again can be identified, and it is supported by the test results that do show that their estrogen levels are out of balance. The other aspects of their blood work that very often are out of balance, and part of this whole cascade of symptoms would be vitamin D and iodine deficiency. So those two things, the vitamin D having a kind of semi-hormonal like effect that is very protective of tissue that is sensitive to estrogen dominance, and then iodine being so supportive of the thyroid in a way that allows the thyroid to do its job of processing excess estrogen out of the body, do that job more efficiently. But once again, these are areas that very often mainstream practitioners are overlooking or are satisfied with numbers that are not necessarily optimal numbers. They're in range, but not optimized.
I've commented before that doctors' training occurs in the hospital setting. They're not trained to take care of patients in the outpatient setting to a large extent. Most of it is in the hospital. So that's their frame of reference. If you're not sick enough to be in the hospital, then we don't have to worry, and we'll give you some pills to take care of your symptoms. One of the other tests that I didn't mention, but what, I'll tell you what the doctors do. They do that, those cholesterol tests routinely. To them, that's the most important test going, so they can put people on statin drugs. That just increases the list of complaints that people experience. But one of the big areas to look at, in addition to inflammatory markers, which are very important, in addition to looking for how many infectious diseases are in your body that your body is controlling, but the big area to look at is how your body is handling sugar. And how do you look at that? You don't just look at a fasting blood sugar, because I can tell you, you can have a normal fasting blood sugar and still have a hemoglobin A1C, which is a reflection of your average blood sugar over a three-month period, that's still elevated. But more importantly, you could have a normal fasting blood sugar, a normal hemoglobin A1C, but have an elevated insulin level. And that's an indication of, problems, or too much carbohydrate consumption. But it's really an indication of just high risk for other problems to come along.
Certainly high risk for other problems to come along. And very frequently what I see is doctors who are using the A1C routinely as a measure of someone's blood sugar stability, very often when they are dealing with a number that in the range, in the discussion of this, that number would indicate prediabetes, and often that doctor is prescribing metformin or other blood sugar balancing pharmaceuticals. Dr. Slaman, do you have an opinion on that? Do you think that that is the appropriate response to an A1C that indicates pre-diabetic state?
Well, I don't share that approach. I think drugs should be reserved as a last resort when lifestyle changes and dietary changes don't resolve the problem. Think about how we would behave if you didn't have a drug available to manipulate the numbers and you were forced to make the true lifestyle changes that would restore health. In other words, we would be forced to take individual responsibility for what's going on in our bodies. Instead, you take a pill and you say, okay, everything is normal now. My blood pressure is okay. My cholesterol is okay. My blood sugar is okay. I don't have to deal with making the changes that restore those numbers back to normal because the pill has done it for me. So we've abdicated our own responsibility for our health, and we decide to take the easy way out, take a pill. But that doesn't change the outcome. It just changes the number.
It's so interesting when people find out that it doesn't necessarily change the outcome, that it just changes it. It does change a number on a blood test. And the truth of the matter is, when you actually make the lifestyle dietary changes, and they're not terribly difficult, but when you make those changes, number one, you feel better. I talk to a lot of people, Dr. Slaven, who are dealing with neuropathy. The bottoms, the soles of their feet are very sensitive, or if they have moved beyond that sensitive state, the soles of their feet are burning hot. One of the other complaints that I hear from people is they don't feel anything on the soles of their feet. And when you take a look at the whole profile of their blood tests, then you see that, yes, indeed, their blood sugar is very unstable, that they are dealing with a great deal of inflammation. And taking the typical first recommendation prescription, which tends to be very frequently metformin, doesn't necessarily change the progression of that neuropathy. And so you have to really address the chemistry of your blood, and that reduces the progression of additional damage due to high or very unstable blood sugar chemistry.
Now, I don't know what illness people are most afraid of. I think in some discussions, we would put, they would put Alzheimer's on the top of the list. But I think it's a close second with cancer and heart disease. And these are, and they're all in the top 10, of, by the way, of reasons why people die. Heart disease being number one, cancer two, Alzheimer's probably around, three or four, maybe five. The stroke comes in there. And what's the main factor, I think, that's behind all these illnesses is the overconsumption of sugar, because that leads to insulin resistance. And when you have that situation, you're going to have disruptions in the whole way your body functions, including mitochondrial dysfunction, chronic inflammation, and the overproduction of certain negative hormones and proteins in the body. So how do we, I'll ask you, Jen, how do you convince some of the people you speak with to cut down on sugar consumption?
I kind of have a different approach. I do tell people that I am not sitting across from them and discussing what they're eating, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. I'm not discussing with them the level of exercise in order to convince them that I am right. I tell them, give me a week of following my suggestions and then report back. And if you have not made progress, then we can try a different approach if they're still open to it. But my perspective is I have the information. And the information sharing with you that goes on during a counseling session isn't meant to convince you. It's meant to assist you, support you in making the changes that ultimately dramatically affect your good health. And you, the people who follow these recommendations, in a week will see some changes. And what I try to tell them is we have not reached all of the changes that are possible in a week, but that week of changes should be a convincing.
Jen, it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Have you been dealing with an infection that has not responded to treatment? There are multiple treatments to address a resistant infection. An IV for acute infection diagnosis and UVLRX for undiagnosed and asymptomatic immune threats. Infection leads to inflammation. Inflammation is an indication that some microorganisms have interfered with optimal immune function. Come to the Institute of Advanced Medicine to discuss your immune system concerns. Call today to set up an appointment with me, Janet Cimarelli, and we can evaluate your needs today. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we've been talking about the importance of being aware of just what your blood sugar levels are, because when they're in the abnormal range, you have an increased risk, not just of diabetes, because that's what everybody thinks of right away, but really of more serious illnesses like cancer and heart disease. And the doctors just aren't addressing these issues because they don't have a drug for it, you see, and that's unfortunately the way they operate. If they have a drug for something, then they look for a reason to prescribe the drug. But when the changes have to occur because you have to cut back on your consumption of sugar, there's no drug for that. What they do is they do the testing to find cancer, so then they can start treating the cancer, but they're doing nothing to lower your risk of developing cancer. And that's what we're trying to point out here. Now, the first step is to become aware that you're at increased risk. And when we talk about the connection between sugar and cancer, you have to do the right test. Doing a fasting blood sugar is the least important test in looking for people at risk. You have that, you have the hemoglobin A1C, you have the fasting insulin levels. You should have all three done, and they should all be in normal range. And if they're not, you can take the steps to correct it. But if you don't do the test, you're never going to know, because these are asymptomatic conditions. So with excess sugar, and let's just say that Jenna, I tell patients everybody is either a diabetic or a pre-diabetic.
Wow.
either you have it or you don't have it. So the idea is to even take yourself out of that range of pre-diabetes, because that would suggest, elevated insulin levels. So you want to get those insulin levels back into the normal range. But here's what some of the statistics show, that those with pre-diabetes, that means their sugars are normal, they just have elevated insulin levels, they have a 15% higher risk of cancer, especially of the liver, stomach, pancreas, breast, and endometrium. Now, it's interesting they put breast and endometrium in there, and even pancreas. Those are all hormonally active tissues or organs. And it just goes to show you that sugar is going to abnormally affect those organs. I was evaluating a patient yesterday who I would say comes as close to perfect on the lab tests as I've seen, everything pretty much in normal range. And in reviewing, her lifestyle, she really pays attention to her diet and she's not overweight. And the interesting thing was, and this is a postmenopausal woman, the interesting thing was both her estrogen and progesterone were low, which is what you'd expect in a postmenopausal woman. Yet we see a lot of postmenopausal women with estrogen production continuing to go on, and that's okay. That can occur from fat tissue or from the adrenal glands, but they're not making any progesterone. And that in itself is a risk factor, and that may be why they're saying that breast and endometrial cancer are risk factors for high sugar, because I'm thinking the excess fat that people who have pre-diabetes or diabetes usually have are hormonally active tissues and are creating this imbalance. So, you know, that's an area that needs to be checked. You need to have your estrogen and progesterone levels in balance.
Dr. Slavin, one of the things that I talk to women about is even though their estrogen and progesterone levels may be in the lower range of the reference range, it's still important to have that correct ratio between the estrogen and the progesterone. So it's an important test to understand those numbers, those correct numbers, those goal numbers, so to speak, for estrogen and progesterone even after menopause. One of the things also that I wanted to let everyone know, we were talking about testing whether your blood sugar is in line, your A1C is in line, your fasting insulin is where it should be. When you have those tests, in addition to those functional tests, one of the things that I think is important to understand the impact that magnesium, the trace mineral chromium, the trace mineral vanadium, the B complex, and your microbiome play in that whole cascade of events of how well your body deals with sugar and how balanced and functional the insulin is in your body. And one of the things that I wanted to tell people is there is an intravenous treatment available at the Institute of Advanced Medicine to support those very minerals and trace minerals. So if there's someone out there listening and they've been struggling with adapting their diet and lifestyle and supplement program to achieve glucose and insulin high function of that in their bodies, and they're working very hard to stay away from a diagnosis of diabetes, then this insulin program, this rather intravenous program, is available at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. So people who come to see me, make an appointment to see me for a nutrition counseling session, I can tell them all about the importance of this intravenous approach for assisting with their diet and lifestyle changes that they've made to control blood sugar.
Now, Jenna, one would think, as important as this is in keeping people healthy, that insurance companies, the government, this would be a focus in their attempt to keep people healthy, but it's not. You know, what was a couple of years ago, a big deal was made about making sure everybody had health care coverage. In other words, not health care, but health care coverage. In other words, wanted everybody to get insurance.
Insurance.
Right. Whether they got health care with that insurance is a whole nother discussion. But the insurance doesn't really cover health care, because health care, in my mind, is keeping people healthy. The insurance only pays for sickness and treating sickness. Here's an interesting fact, Janet. According to this was a meta-analysis, and they said that excess body weight was responsible for 1 in 5 of all premature deaths in the United States and 1 in 7 in Europe. So I remember years ago, maybe we're talking 30 years ago.
When you were teenage, right?
Being overweight wasn't even acknowledged as a health issue. You know, you couldn't even put that down as a diagnosis to explain why, you know, someone wasn't feeling good or had any health challenges. It's changed a little bit. Here's what they say. On average, carrying excess weight may reduce your life expectancy by about 1 year, while being moderately obese may result in a 3-year reduction in lifespan. And those of normal weight had the longest life expectancy and the lowest risk of dying before the age of 70. You know, having said that, I know what people are thinking. They're thinking, I see a lot of people that are overweight that are over the age of 70. Right, Janet?
You don't see very many people over 70 who are overweight.
No, I say you do. You do see people over 70 that are overweight. And
I do, yes.
So, you know, so when I state a statistic there and people say, well, I see people overweight, they're over the age of 70, they tend to discount everything that you've said. They don't want to hear that because trying to pay attention to these important health issues requires, you know, changes.
I think, Dr. Slavin, there's a difference between what we're characterizing as overweight and a higher body weight but fit. So I do see a lot of people who are over the age of 70 and have actual good muscle density. Maybe their muscle BMI is not where it should be, but that they do have underlying intact muscle density.
Well, yeah, and that's a very good point, and that's where when we do the body composition analysis, you know, we can address those issues. And it's particularly important to know that information. And that information is what percentage of your weight is muscle, what percent is fat, what percentage is water. And also very important is how much of this fat is surrounding the organs, your internal organs, because you don't want to have that. And when you lose the weight, you want to make sure you're losing fat weight and not muscle weight. Now,
so critically important, and so many of the typical diet plans that people are offered, they're not putting together the entire program that's necessary in order to be certain that you're enhancing muscle density while breaking down fat. That fat is having a negative impact ultimately on your hormone balance, on your sleeping patterns, on your digestive patterns. It affects so much. And it is a challenge for people to get on the right path so that they maintain that muscle density and burn fat.
Now, we have to, you know, try and understand why attention isn't being paid to this particular fact. Sugar has been identified as a top contributor to the worldwide cancer surge. We'll talk a little bit more about that after the break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Why should I do blood testing? I feel fine. Advanced Medical Testing provides information in advance of symptoms developing. Get the health information you need to stay healthy. Get the information you need to minimize the need for medical treatment. When you know where to focus your efforts, the results can be rewarding. Get healthy. Stay healthy. With the information you need from Advanced Medical Testing Center. 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
How do you know what testing you should get at Advanced Medical Testing Centers? Advanced Medical Testing Centers offers testing packages at reduced rates so you can test for most common health challenges, hormone imbalances, immune issues, heart problems, blood sugar imbalances, and many others are available at AMT Center. 754-216-2332, 754-216-2332.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we've been presenting information about why it's so important to cut back on your sugar intake. And before the break, we left off with the statement that sugar has been identified as the top contributor to the worldwide surge in cancer. And in a study that was published in 2014, they said being overweight is responsible for an estimated 500,000 cancer cases worldwide. Here's how I approach patients when I try to get them to lose some weight. And clearly it's a difficult, challenge. The first thing I like to suggest is intermittent fasting. You probably heard of that term, and really all it refers to is just eating within an 8-hour period every day, giving your body 16 hours then to focus its energies inward and start, correcting, your metabolism and every other factor. If you eat over a longer period, and let's say, the average person probably eats even more than during a 12-hour period. So it gives the body far less time to work on correcting itself. If you did nothing else and just restricted your eating to 8 hours, that may help you improve your numbers, improve insulin sensitivity, lower your blood sugar, because the body is now given more time to deal with all these challenges. Digesting food and dealing with sugar intake is a challenge to the body. So that would be the first step that I would encourage people to take. What's your first step, Janet?
Okay, my first step, I think, is to get away from choosing any kind of food that comes in a box and has microwave preparation instructions on it. Number one, I would tell people to get away from microwaving their food. And when I say that to people, their response is, well, I just warm my coffee up in the microwave, or I just make hot water for tea in the microwave. And I say, well, your body has a very, very high fluid content, and in using the microwave, there is some cascade of potential negatives. And then when you take a look at the side of the box, the ingredient list is something that is very quickly prepared and has microwave instructions on the box. You will see that very often there are artificial colors, there are fat sources, and I'm going to specifically mention canola oil. There are some ingredients that, if you were preparing that food for yourself without the ease of this one package approach, you would not necessarily choose to put those ingredients in what you're making. So I tell people avoid canola oil. Why avoid canola oil? Well, it is a genetically modified seed, and even though that seed may be grown in an organic fashion, it comes from a genetically modified source. So it says organic canola, but it is not something that I would choose. It comes from the rapeseed and not exactly the profile of fats that you're looking for to support your good health. So stay away from packaged foods, ready-to-eat foods.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good point. In other words, if it has a food label, you shouldn't be eating it.
If it has multi-ingredients and it is very, very quickly able to be eaten, I don't think it's a really good choice. It's so easy, in my opinion. Okay, you can get a nice piece of fish. Even when you're purchasing that nice piece of fish, if in the location where you're purchasing, they will steam it for you. And you say, well, steam? It's just not going to have any flavor. So you have the fish cooked, you bring it home, and you can season it. You can season it with herba mare. You can season it with fresh rosemary and olive oil, maybe some organic butter and lemon juice. So there are so many different ways to season the fish and just warm it up in your oven. And then put that fish on top of a bed of greens. So arugula, shredded radicchio, shredded carrots, shredded ginger, shredded turmeric. So there are so many different things that you can mix into that base, put the fish on it. You can drizzle olive oil over it. You can drizzle grapeseed oil over it. It is so quick and easy, and it's so nourishing.
Jana, what percentage of the people actually stay home and cook as opposed to going out to eat?
I don't know what that percentage might be, but it is dramatically dropping, the people who stay home to prepare. And the truth of the matter is, my schedule is very busy, and I don't necessarily have a whole lot of time to prepare multi-course meals. And so the meal that I just described is something that I have on a pretty regular basis. So it would be a variety of different types of fish, a variety of different types of greens and vegetables, and sometimes into that mix of vegetables, I will use some organic canned beans. So I tell people drain the beans very, very well. As little as 2 tablespoons of organic beans that are already cooked, just coming out of a can, but you're going to rinse them very well. Those beans are full of carbohydrates that are very satiating. They're full of fiber that is very good for balancing your glucose and insulin levels. And they're just a very nice addition. So it can be all different kinds of beans. And when you're using different beans, you get a little bit of a difference in taste sensation. So the way you season foods can be dramatically different from day to day. The fish that you choose can be different and giving you a sense of variety. I even add cooked vegetables to that green mix. So it is so quick and easy, and in my view, it's truly delicious. And there are so many different ways of seasoning things for variety.
Jen, as you were speaking, I was just looking over some statistics, and it's clear that over the last, let's say, going back to 1988, you know, the percentage of those with diabetes has increased from 11% to 19%. That means the percentage of those with pre-diabetes has also increased substantially. And these are all risk factors, and nobody is really paying attention because there is no drug for pre-diabetes, so they're not even looking for it. So I encourage you to have your doctor order not just a fasting blood sugar, but get a fasting insulin level. And you want that level not to be in range, because the labs give you such a broad range. You're not optimizing your insulin levels with that broad range. You'd like your insulin levels to be as low as possible. Definitely below 9 and even lower than that would be better.
Both of the trace minerals that I mentioned that are in the intravenous approach to minimize the impact of blood sugar changes on your body, the chromium and the vanadium, as well as magnesium, they are in the intravenous approach that is available at the Institute of Advanced Medicine for supporting optimal levels of glucose, A1C, as well as fasting insulin. People might not necessarily believe that insulin is a damaging hormone. And they say, well, how could that be? Because when doctors are treating a full-blown diabetic that has not been able to balance blood sugar readings with oral medication, the recommendation is insulin. And the truth of the matter is, the higher that insulin level, the more damage is done to very fragile blood vessels, that would be in your kidneys, in your eyes, in your brain, in your heart. And so important for people to understand that you do not want to move toward using insulin. You want to do as much as possible to keep that insulin level low. And those trace minerals and magnesium help to do that.
So I think the problem really started when you look at the dates and then the increase in obesity or people being overweight or the increase in insulin resistance or prediabetes. It seems to coincide with when everybody was told to stop eating fat and eat the carbs. The carbs were what's okay to eat. Carbs are highly addictive, and that's why people are finding it so difficult to give up the carbs. I had a patient the other day. You know, when I went over this with her, I said, you have to cut back on the carbs. She said, I'm addicted to bread. You know, people, you know, find it very difficult to make these changes.
That's why I tell people to make sure to read the labels of whatever they're purchasing that's ready to eat, they're bringing into their homes. And my guess is very often if they were to read the label on the bread they're bringing home, there would be some form of sugar in that bread. And that would be a contributing factor, in my opinion, of why your patient, Dr. Slavin, said that she is addicted. She's addicted to bread, but the underlying addiction actually is sugar.
Exactly. And it's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Delicious, fragrant, moisturizing. What is it? Janabomb. The best taste from all organic ingredients to smooth your lips. The best fragrance from all organic ingredients to soothe a bite from a mosquito. Or Noseum. Heal your chapped lips. Stop the itch from an insect bite. Just a dab of Janabomb on your lips or on a rash and get relief. Janabomb's great for lips, rash, or insect bite. Find out more at Janazon.com.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Janet's best formulas are available at Dr. Herb Slavin's office, the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Learn about building a healthy body with Janet Juice. Only 2 capsules per day starts you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants. Antioxidants from goji, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, and many more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Janazon.com to learn more.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And Janet, there was a report that came out today that gives you sort of a little insight into how people are acting. And I'm looking at the stock market in relation to Coca-Cola. In North America, Coke said it gained share in non-alcoholic ready-to-drink beverages for the 25th consecutive quarter. And a lot of people probably don't realize that the Coca-Cola company makes Sprite, Fanta, other energy drinks and beverages like Dasani, Vitamin Water, Minute Maid, Powerade. Sales in Asia...
Don't they also make those Simply juices, so Simply Orange, Simply Lemonade, Simply Grapefruit Juice, that kind of thing? And people buy those thinking they're making a good health-supporting choice.
Exactly. This is big business, and it's based on selling sweetened beverages. Coca-Cola is based out of Atlanta, and it said their second quarter net income rose to $3.45 billion. That's the quarterly income. So, they spend a lot of money getting people to drink their beverages. Some are good, some are not so good. I think... if you had to pick a beverage that they make, Dasani would be the best choice. You know, it's a purified water product. And that's really one of the areas to look at, too, is what beverages are you drinking and try and switch over to water as much as possible. Cut back on the sweetened ones. We don't expect you to, you know, make these changes overnight. Just little changes at a time. Now, we spoke about the fact that people are consuming too many carbohydrates. You should think about this. Carbohydrates should only make up about 8 to 15% of your daily calories. Healthy fats, on the other hand, should make up 75 to 85% of your total calories. So healthy fats include olives and olive oil, coconuts and coconut oil, butter. But it's important that butter come from raw, grass-fed organic milk. I'm not sure you can get, how easy it is to get that. You want to get raw nuts, such as macadamia and pecans. And seeds like sesame, pumpkin, hemp seeds. And then avocados, grass-fed meat. Ghee, which is clarified butter. Organic pastured eggs. And animal-based omega-3 fats, like, that you find in fish, like sardines and anchovies. But you can get it in salmon as well, but you want it to be wild. And then you want to avoid the harmful fats. Those are the trans fats, the highly refined, polyunsaturated omega-6 vegetable oils. So, these are little substitutes you can make, and it shouldn't be as difficult as you think.
In the counseling sessions that I offer to people, lots of different little hints that make things easier in a transition. And one of the hints might be you might use a little bit of the ingredients that you're accustomed to. And what I'm thinking about with this, Dr. Slavin, has to do with salad dressings. If people look at the ingredients and the ready-to-eat salad dressings, you're going to come across some components that really are not health-supporting. And so people say, but I love the taste of my Caesar salad dressing or my ranch dressing or my Russian dressing, whatever it might be. And I say, okay, so use a little bit of that dressing, and you, kind of, I'm going to say dilute it. It doesn't really dilute, but use some very high-quality organic olive oil, maybe some lemon juice. If you prefer the vinegar over lemon juice, then a little bit of, again, high-quality vinegar. And people might experiment with some balsamic vinegar that has a non-acidic effect on your body. So there are little hints that very gradually you can begin to make a change away from the less health-supporting choices you've been making into things that really make a difference with the function of your body.
And Janet, before we run out of time, I just want to just comment about protein. It should be about 7 to 10% of your calories. And the amount of protein you should take in is about a half a gram of protein per pound of lean body mass. Not per pound, but per pound of lean body mass. So that translates to maybe between 40 and 70 grams of protein per day, but you really want to know what your lean body mass is. In other words, what is your muscle mass?
Other approach with regard to figuring out how much protein you should be taking in every day, Dr. Slavin, does also exercise does also play a role with regard to your body's need for protein?
Well, I think the way that, you know, that statistic I just mentioned self-corrects for that is if you're doing more exercise, your caloric needs are going to increase. And then as a percentage of your total calories, your protein intake would increase also. But the real message is here is to cut back on carbs, increase your fat intake, and then, protein, about 10% of your total calories. Little changes like that. I think more importantly than anything is to make sure the food you're eating is high-quality food. I think that's probably more important than anything. It's funny how we wouldn't think to put substandard fuel in our cars, but we don't think twice about what we put in our bodies.
And certainly the substandard fuel for our bodies comes from different huge food-purveying corporations like General Mills and Kellogg's. And so it's crucially important to make a decision about quality. And in my view, one of the best and most important decisions with regard to quality has to do with start with organic. Your diet doesn't have to be 100% organic, but make those food choices as much as possible from the organic realm.
You know, just before we run out of time, I mentioned Coca-Cola. You know, Pepsi is the main company for Frito-Lay, Tropicana, Quaker Oats, Gatorade. That all comes under PepsiCo. So, you know, these are really billion-dollar multinational companies. They're all over the world. Other ones under PepsiCo, interestingly, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, KFC, California Pizza Kitchen, Wilson Sporting Goods, North American Van Lines. These are big companies. And so it's just interesting to see how we're being manipulated by these companies and all the different products that they sell. And Aquafina is there too, so there's a good choice. Lipton tea, Tostitos. So these big companies make a lot of products, but they're not all healthy. I think, but they're leaning. Wouldn't you say, Janet, that they do come out with some healthier products, especially of late?
Well, there's some research that are saying that. More of the very large corporations are into the field of health-supporting products. And they're into the field of health-supporting products because so many people have felt the difference when they choose health-supporting foods. And so the corporations are recognizing that, yes, they need to buy up smaller startup businesses that have been purveying quality to their customers for years and have built very lucrative and successful businesses with the research they're providing to their customers as well as the quality foods. One of the things, celestial seasoning that has been health supporting tea purveyor for years and years and years, started up in Colorado many years ago, has been purchased. So it is now part, I don't remember the large corporation that bought celestial seasonings, but that's just one example of many different startups that have been taken over by larger corporations. So companies like Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, and so on, General Mills, Kellogg's, you would be very surprised at what small health-supporting food purveyors they own. Hershey's owns many of the different chocolate products that are organic and very high quality dark cocoa, high percentage dark cocoa content.
And Janet, we've just run out of time. I'd like to thank our listeners. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.